Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlin here from Igniting Hope Ministries. Thank you for listening to this podcast. The title of today's message is Avoiding the Valley of Oh No. Now, in Nehemiah chapter 6, some great verses here, and the context or the story of Nehemiah is that he was a captive away from Jerusalem, heard about the walls, was sent back to rebuild the walls. He did a great work in doing that. He had three guys who mainly were harassing him, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab. And they're kind of like lying spirits, just lying to him all the time and trying to discourage him. And the walls were pretty much built, and they had one last, in chapter 6, they were really their last efforts to try to stop him. And here's verses 1 to 9. It says, when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no more breaks in it, even though I hadn't yet installed the gate, Sanballat and Geshem sent this message, come and meet with us at Carathim in the Valley of Ono. That name should tip us off. Verse 2 says, I knew they were scheming to hurt me, so I sent messengers back with this. I am doing a great work. I can't come down. Why should the work come to a standstill just so I can come down to you? Four times they sent this message, and four times I gave them this answer. The fifth time, same messenger, same message, Sanballat sent an unsealed letter with this message. The word is out that among the nations, and Geshem says it's true that you and the Jews are planning to rebel. That's why you are rebuilding the wall. The word is that you want to be king and that you have appointed prophets to announce in Jerusalem there's a king in Judah. The king is going to be told all this. Don't you think we should sit down and have a talk? I sent back him this. There's nothing to what you're saying. You made it all up. They were trying to intimidate us from quitting. They thought they'll give up. They'll never finish it. I prayed, give me strength. Now, here's the point I want to make is when Nehemiah got this message to come and meet in the Valley of Ono, he sent this message, I am doing a great work. I can't come down. Now, I love that phrase, I can't come down. And it represents, you know, coming down, whether we're coming down into discouragement or coming down into hopelessness or coming down into victim mentalities or coming down into disappointment, whatever it is, the antidote, one of the main antidotes from coming down to offense or whatever is doing a great work. The best defense is a good offense. Now, I remember as a younger leader, I would say, Lord, I can't wait until I do something great for you. And the Lord said to me, Steve, instead of waiting to do something great, why don't you do what you're doing right now with great faith? And, you know, it's the oh no's of life. I remember pastoring in the early 90s in Nevada in our smaller church, and I would come in at a level of faith, and then there'd be oh no's that would start happening. The sound man wouldn't show up. Oh no! And I'd start descending into the valley. Someone would complain. I'd go, oh no! I'd descend more. And I realized that my faith and my belief level was dependent upon oh no's not happening. Then the Lord says, Steve, I want you to believe you're doing a great work. I want you to release faith right now over what you're doing. And as I believed that, then the oh no's started happening. I realized I didn't go down as much because I was doing a great work. So what are the oh no's that you're facing? What's the disappointments? What's the things that are happening? Just realize this, the more you believe you're doing a great work is the less prone you're going to be to go into the Valley of Ono. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Igniting Hope Ministries. We bless you today, and we look forward to having you with us again on another one of our teachings.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.